them on offense against Stevens Point. And it would not hurt if North could force a turnover, get that interception, get that fumble recovery. Hey, can you do something on special teams? Those types of plays, Derek, can really flip momentum.
Yeah, that's a huge play, that big interception, that big turnover play that completely flips the play will really help the team trying to pull off the upset, get the upset.
Well, now we pause as from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, USA, the North High School Choir with our national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly.
As is apt to happen at the high school level, you've got kids in multiple activities, and amongst that group of North High choir performers was a member of the North Huskies in Marcus Minen. Marcus Minen, a defensive lineman who is a sophomore. So as he finishes singing the anthem, Derek, then he sprints down to the end zone over to our left.
Yeah, that's definitely something to see.
It is homecoming weekend at North. Something that was kind of interesting, the North High football team, the players, went back and visited their respective elementary schools on the north side of town today. And there was a big pep rally and a lot of excitement around North High today for the homecoming. Plus, they had a little parade around Carson Park a couple hours ago.
Yep, there's a lot of excitement around this game, and North is going to see what they can bring to the table surrounding it.
North in the black helmets, the Columbia blue tops, and the black pants. Meanwhile, Stevens Point, the black helmets, white tops, and white pants, trimmed in red and black. Stevens Point has been dominant in conference play. In fact, they have now lost to an official conference opponent in a couple of years. Their only loss this year came at Hudson a couple of weeks ago. They lost 21-14. That's their only conference loss. However, that is technically a crossover with the BRC. They have not lost to an official Valley football opponent, has Stevens Point, in a couple of years. So if North could pluck them, even though North still feels like a Big Rivers team, they are in the Valley Conference. They would be the first true conference opponent loss for Stevens Point in a couple of years. Stevens Point is going to kick off to begin the ball games. We'll see North on offense to get things underway, and North can set the tone by moving the ball and at least getting a couple of first downs, though of course you'd love to score.
Yep, this is a great chance for North to be able to show what they wanted to do, and that was get a quick start. And if they can pull that off, I'd say this could be great for them.
At Alter Field at Carson Park, the lights are on, the sun has set. There's a little bit of an orange glow off to our right, but even though it's been a little warmer than average the last couple weeks, it feels like fall right now. Connor Scarston, a right-footed kicker, will kick it away for Stevens Point. He'll send it from left to right. He'll jog up to the ball, swing that right leg. Boot meets ball. We're underway on this Friday night. End-over-end kick taken by Ty Schaff at his five, up along the far hash marks. Gets past 25 to the 30. There's a flag thrown as he's rolled over just shy of the 35, but this one is going to most likely come back. So a penalty right off the get-go on North will negate what was a good return. by Ty Schoff, one of the seniors for North, who got introduced before the game. Let's see the official call from the Whitecap.
Holding on the receiving team. 10-yard penalty, first down.
So a hold on North on the return. That'll back them up inside the 20, and they'll start at their 18.
Yeah, that's one that's going to sting for North. They got a great return to start the game, and then it gets pushed back another 10 yards.
Now you really need to get a couple first downs to make sure you flip field position. Michael Friesen starts in the backfield with the quarterback, Peyton McCracken. Friesen missed the first couple of games of the year. He's been very good since coming back from injury. As McCracken takes a snap, handoff Friesen. Jitterbugs to the line, pass at 20 to the 25, rolls off a tackler to the 30. He's got the first down, hits the far sideline, and pushed out of bounds right around the 40-yard line. A nice move there by Friesen, who jitterbugged in the backfield, changed his direction, and bursts out past the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Yep, he snuck through Calvin Roth there before bouncing to the outside and being wrapped up and knocked out of bounds by Jackson Spees.
Friesen, two touchdowns and now 61 attempts on the ground this year. Empty backfield, four wideouts for McCracken. McCracken sends a man in motion, takes snap, tosses it to Friesen, coming on the wide receiver sweep, but he's walled off as he tries to run off the left tackle and is brought down by a series of spash defenders led by Brett Staniford.
Yeah, not much Friesen could have done on that play. The wide receiver sweep play just got completely blocked off, and he had nowhere he could do.
This is a Stevens Point defense that got a lot of negative plays against Wausau West last week, and Wausau was constantly behind the sticks, as North is right here. Second down and 11 from their own 41. McCracken in the shotgun, Friesen with him. Ball right between the hash marks. Shotgun snap, handoff Friesen, runs off the left guard, tries to bounce past the left side hash marks, has a guy wrapped around his ankles, drags him past the 45-yard line and gets out to the 46. Not a bad carry right there of 5 yards, and it sets up a third down and long, but a third down and somewhat manageable at 3rd and 6.
Yeah, Michael Friesen really showing what he can do here to start off this game. He's been bouncing around defenders like an Easter bunny on Easter.
Had that guy wrapped around his ankles there as though he was like a stick caught in your yard as you're doing yard work. Third down and 6, Friesen in the backfield with McCracken, who takes a snap, rolls out to the far side, looking, now throws along the hash mark, catch made, first down, inside the 5, down to the 4, after the receiver was knocked down. Ball's dead though. It's a first down reception to Zach Shipman.
Yeah, Zach Shipman getting himself a reception there and a big one there as Oakland North is able to pick themselves up a third down.
Zach Shipman now over 350 receiving yards on the year. He is second most in the Valley Football Conference and a first and 10 for North at the plus 42-yard line. Ball on the far hash marks. Just underway in this game, North with the game's first possession. Three wideouts, two to the far side, and whistle will stop play, and a timeout taken by North. They were slow to get up the ball, and there was some communication issues. They did not like how that was setting up, so Matt McGinnis, the third-year head coach, will burn a timeout. We'll take one with them. 9:43 to play in the first quarter. 0-0, but North is driving on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are, fall with beautiful colors everywhere, and you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your strand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
First and 10 for North at the plus 42-yard line as they're driving to begin the ball game against Stevens Point. McCracken in the shotgun, Friesen with him, three wideouts, two to the near side. McCracken shotgun snap, handoff, Friesen coming wide to the near side, turns the edge inside the 40 to the 35-yard line, gets popped and brought down right around the 35-yard line. But another nice run for Michael Friesen, who got around the near side, the left tackle position, and a good gain on the play of 6 yards, second down and 4.
And yeah, there, that's Friesen for you. He's just been gaining yardage consistently. North's been using him a lot here to start this game, and he's been proving he can do what he can do his job.
North moving from right to left on this homecoming evening, trying to move one win closer to the playoffs and snap a 25-year drought. Three wideouts, two to the far side. McCracken, shotgun snap. Again, handoff Friesen, bouncing off the right tackle position, turns the edge, gets inside the 35-yard line, and pulled down right around the first down marker at the 32. It'll depend on the spot as he was tackled by the defensive back, Calvin Roth.
And they'll say he'll be just a little bit short on that play.
So third down and a yard from the plus 33. This Stevens Point team does not give up a lot of points. As we said, though, can you catch them a little flat-footed, knowing they've got a game on paper that seems like it's going to determine the conference title next week against DC Everest? A 40-year-old man would look ahead, let alone a 16-year-old boy. Third down and a yard at the plus 33-yard line. McCracken the shotgun, Friesen with him. He'll keep it himself while McCracken lowers the head, burrows his way, and has the first down to the 30-yard line. A 3-yard run, oh, like a groundhog working his way through the soil. He was able to get the 3 yards, and it's a first and 10 for North.
Yeah, North doing exactly what you would like to do, and that is move the ball to start the game. They got backed up on that flag to begin the game, and then they've done their job now. They've moved the ball down. They've gotten it to the 30-ish yard line. And
well, looking to get that good start that we know Matt McGinnis, the head coach, has been looking for his team to get. First and 10 from the 31-yard line, they say. Again, handoff Friesen. Up the middle inside the 30-yard line. He's met, stays on his feet, and digs his way to the 27-yard line. A hard-earned 3, maybe 4 yards on the play for Michael Friesen, who came into the game averaging more than 5 yards per carry. Again, he missed the first 2 games of the year. He's been the feature back tonight, not Levante Bean, who had a big game last week with 2 big runs, but Friesen's been the featured back, at least on this opening possession. Second down and 6 from the plus 27-yard line. McCracken. Again, handoff Friesen. Goes to the right side, turns back inside, and gets inside the 25 for a gain of 2, maybe 3. It'll be third down and a long 3 from the 25-yard line.
Yeah, this is a manageable third down play for North here. If they can pick this up here, I think they'll be in the driver's seat, as they will have been getting into the red zone.
They keep going to Friesen, play after play. Nothing wrong with that. If your kid likes box mac and cheese, keep giving it to them for lunch. Empty backfield now from McCracken. Takes a snap. Throws short to the left side. A diving catch is made for a very short gain for Aaron Solberg. Solberg dives, makes the catch, gains a couple on the play. And now it's 4th down and 2. 4th down and 2 from the 23-yard line. And there will be no doubt about it. They'll go for it. We're under 6 to play in the first quarter. North has taken 6 minutes off the clock, but Stevens Point is a stop away from keeping North from getting anything out of this. This is like spending all of your time in Orlando, Florida, and not once going to Walt Disney World. McCracken in the shotgun. He's got Friesen off to his right. 3 wideouts on 4th and 2. McCracken will roll to the far side, looking, nobody open though. He'll tuck it under, running himself, goes for the first down marker on the far side, and he's there as he's dragged out of bounds at the 20-yard line. He needed 2, he got 3, and it's a 1st and 10 for the North Huskies. Great job by Stevens Point. Everybody thinks the ball is going to Friesen. North elects to pass. Everybody was covered downfield, though, but McCracken, the senior, able to tuck it under and get the yardage.
Yeah, it's just a good play overall by McCracken, able to find that gap on the outside line and able to get just enough to be able to gain the first down.
First and 10 at the Stevens Point 20. Under 5 to go in the first quarter. This has been a 7-minute drive to open the game. Lavonte Bean into the line, gets a couple of yards, met by the Stevens Point defense and thrown back by not one, not two, but three Panthers who were all over him as though the zookeeper had left a fresh gazelle in the pen. Ends up earning three bruising yards on the play. Oh, actually, they only give him maybe a yard on the play. They originally had set up another couple feet downfield, but it'll be second and 9 from the 19-yard line.
Yeah, this has just been a great drive from North, being able to move the ball. Obviously, Friesen's been a huge part of this drive. Now Lavonte Bean has come in to take over. Let's see what North is going to do now.
Yeah, Bean in the backfield with McCracken in the shotgun. McCracken, handoff Bean, coming wide to the near side. He's hit, though, and loses a yard. Was not able to turn it upfield and dropped for a loss. Isaac Bergner on the tackle. And it'll be third down and 10. 3:45 left in the first quarter. 0-0. Stevens Point is yet to touch the football.
Yep, it's just been, this has been an entire North drive, folks. An entire North drive. It's taken 9 minutes. And it doesn't look like, and if North picks this up here, it continues.
Well, third and 10 from the 20-yard line. Likely two down territory. McCracken in the shotgun. Two wideouts on the near side. Sends a man in motion. Fakes the give. Throws over the middle. He's got a man. Catch made into the five. Touchdown. Touchdown for North as he threw it over the middle to Zach Shipman. Shipman right along the far hash mark. Makes the catch at the five. Walks into the end zone. And the North Huskies take a 6-0 lead. They fake the give to Solberg, who is coming along the wide receiver position. Throws over the middle to the reliable Zach Shipman. Zach Shipman gets his fourth touchdown reception of the year for McCracken, his sixth touchdown of the season. And with 3:15 left in the first quarter, it's 6-0. Solberg on for the extra point. The right footed kick's on its way, and the kick is good. And with 3:15 to play in the first quarter, the North Huskies, we talked about it before, they wanted to have a four-course meal on offense. Keep the ball, sustain drive. You can't do anything better than you just did right there. A drive that lasts almost 9 minutes to begin the ball game. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 in favor of North. Stevens Point ball when we come back right after this from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
The North Huskies have a 7-0 lead on Stevens Point with 3:15 to go in the first quarter from Carson Park. Aaron Solberg will send the ball down to her left as he swings that right leg, meets boot to ball. Line drive kick that Johnny Matthews will catch over his shoulder just as he's entering the end zone. A touchback, and Stevens Point and their prolific offense will now go to work for the first time. Their head coach, in his second year, Ryan Eigenberger, who took over after a long-time head coach for Stevens Point, retired. Eigenberger came from a small co-op program in Sheboygan, where he was the head coach for a couple of years. His team has got a very prolific offense, Derek, one now that is used to playing with the lead, but will now try to come back.
Yeah, this is a team that is used to being up big or up, just up in general, so we'll see how they work trailing in a game.
Grant Chardonnay at quarterback. He is very, very good in the shotgun. Takes a snap, Handoff here up the middle, past the 25, out near the 30, and staying on his feet out near the 35-yard line is Johnny Matthews. Johnny Matthews on the carry, averages almost 6 yards per carry. And quickly up the ball, no huddle. First and 10 from their own 34. Again, handoff to Matthews. Stutter steps in the backfield, tries to see if there's a lane that opens up. Nothing happening, though, as he's brought down, no gain, by Brett Williams. Second down and just about 10, right around their own 35. Ranch shot and A claps his hands again to Matthews. Matthews wrapped up in the backfield. He's got nowhere to go. Noah Penninger, the senior, says, oh, no scoops of ice cream for you before dinner. And it's third down and 9.
What a play from Penninger, able to penetrate through the offensive line and get there to stop any chance of getting any yardage on that play.
Now Stevens looks towards the far sideline to get the play. A muddled huddle. They all the players in the field look at the note cards on their wrist. Three wideouts all split to the far side. Chardonnay in the shotgun on third and 9. Sends a man in motion. Takes a snap. Handoff Matthews up the middle. Inside, outside the 40. To the 45. He's got the first down. Hits the near sideline. Into plus territory. And is brought down from behind at the 46-yard line by Ty Shaw.
Yeah, great play from Matthews. He bounced to the outside successfully, got to the near side sideline, and able to get into North territory now at the North 46-yard line.
A 20-yard run by Matthews. First and 10 at the plus 46. North leads 7-0 late in the first quarter, but Stevens Point is already driving. Hand off again, Matthews trying to bounce to the outside near side, but he's got nowhere to go as he tried to go to the short side of the field. Hit first by Shaw, stays on his feet, but here come all of Ty Shaw's friends to swallow him up. They'll say he lost a yard on the play.
Stutter was just Shaw there, and before long, there were about 7-8 North players standing right on top of Matthews.
This is a North team that's allowing over 200 yards per game on the ground. They struggled last week against DC Everest. It was like trying to stop a flood with a paper towel. No doubt they want a better performance today. Second and 11 from the 47. Shotgun for Chardonnay. Claps his hands. Quick wide receiver screen pass to the far side to Cole Miller. Miller on the far sideline inside the 40 to the 35-yard line and has the first down. Gains 12 and a first down. Found Miller along the far side on a wide receiver screen. And Miller just his 8th reception of the year, but it's a first down for Stevens Point.
Stevens Point's been good at moving the ball downfield, so if North wants to hold on to this lead now, they're going to need a big play here.
Final 30 seconds of the first quarter, first and 10 from the plus 34. Matthews trying to bounce to the outside. He's in the backfield 5 yards deep. He's trying to turn up field. He's slowed up and now popped and knocked down. Michael Fries in the two-way guy makes the final tackle. He was initially held up by Regan Crute. A loss on the play of 3, maybe 4, and that's how the first quarter is going to come to an end. Well, we've finished one quarter of football from Carson Park and the North Huskies trying to inch closer to their first playoff spot in 25 years, leading the heavily favored Stevens Point Panthers 7-0. But Stevens Point is driving when we begin the second quarter. Right after this, from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ECASD is going to operational referendum on November 5th. Please visit our referendum 2024.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Second down and 12 for Stevens Point as we begin the second quarter. The North Huskies lead this game 7-0, but Stevens Point has the ball on the North 37. Hand off to Matthews. Hops around a bit in the backfield, trying to see if something opens up here. Moves through the line. The pile moves a bit ahead. And with a good push from the offensive line, that ends up getting them 4 yards on the play. And it sets up a third down. And we'll call it six. Third down and six for Stevens Point.
Yep, this is going to be a huge play here for Stevens Point. If they get this play here and get the first down, North's going to have a big play.
Chardonnay keeps it himself right up the middle. He's got a big gainer right along the far hash marks, inside the 30, inside the 25, and spun down right about the 20-yard line. Chardonnay has become much more of a running threat for Stevens Point the last few weeks, and showed it right there as he just sprinted right up the middle. First and 10 for Stevens Point at the plus 20 as they try to answer back after North had that long drive to begin the game. Chardonnay in the shotgun. Matthews stays with him, affixed to his left hip. Chardonnay to pass. Three-step drop. Looks. Throws. Over the middle. He's got a man. Catches. Made in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown as Charlie Belson makes the reception for Stevens Point. Belson's sixth receiving touchdown of the year, but oh, it's going to come back as a flag down. A holding call on Stevens Point, so wave it off. Derek, it never happened. Close your eyes, open them up again, erase it from the memory. No touchdown, instead a 10-yard penalty, and that's huge because now that puts Stevens Point significantly behind the sticks. First and 20 from the 30.
Yeah, that now makes a huge difference. We go from Stevens Point potentially tying this game right back up to now them being up there at the North 30-yard line.
7-0 North, just underway in the second quarter. Chardonnay in the shotgun. Matthews off to his right. Two wideouts, one split each way. Ball on the far hash marks. Chardonnay again keeps it himself. Darts to the middle, into the 25, to the 20-yard line, and pulled down at the 19-yard line. So we got the penalty yardage back and then some. An 11-yard keeper for Chardonnay. It'll be second down and nine, but we've got an injured Stevens Point Panther. So a Panther down on the field. Looks to be the offensive lineman, Zach Horn. So they'll attend to Zach Horn. While they do so, we'll step aside as well. 10:34 to go in the first half. 7-0 North, but Stevens Point threatening when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
A&W is serving up more than just burgers and floats. Introducing the all-new Cap'n Crunch Cereal Shake. This signature frosty mug is filled with creamy vanilla soft serve and loaded with berry-licious bits of Cap'n Crunch cereal. It's a flavor explosion that'll take you back to Saturday morning cartoons. And then some. Visit your nearest A&W and try one today. A&W, burgers, floats, and then some. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
Coming up at halftime, a conversation with Eau Claire Memorial head coach Tom Westcott. They're in action tonight against Wisconsin Rapids. Zach Horn was the injured Stevens Point player, an offensive lineman, and with the assistance of a couple of the medical staff players and his teammates, he's going to hop off to the far sideline, unable to put a lot of weight on that right leg. It'll be second and nine for Stevens Point at the North 19-yard line.
And this is a big play here for Stevens Point. If they can get, this first down here, they or even get in the end zone right now, they're going to be in the driver's seat.
Early second quarter. Matthews again through the middle. Leaps over the 15-yard line. He's pulled down right at the first down marker at the 11-yard line as he ran along the far hash marks. We'll see where they spot him. They're going to spot him a yard and a half shy. A yard and a half shy. They're going to put him at the 12-yard line. Reagan Cruitt on the tackle. Third down, we'll call it two for Stevens Point. Now, they've got a real kicker in Connor Skarsten, but if they somehow don't get it here, barring penalty, they'll go for it on fourth down. Chardonnay, shotgun again, sends a man in motion. He'll keep it himself. Lowers a shoulder. He'll push through the line and has the first down inside the 10. Needed two, got three, and it'll be first and goal for Stevens Point from just inside the 10.
Yeah, Grant Chardonnay has been just impossible to stop on the ground today. He has been bulldozing his way through the north line and has been completely dominant.
Nearly 100 rushing attempts on the year for Chardonnay, who's got 11 rushing touchdowns. Again, sends a man in motion in the shotgun. Takes a snap, rolls to the far side, keeps it himself, turns along the far hash marks, gets to the 5-yard line before he's bear hugged and pulled down by a North defender right around the 5-yard line. See who got the tackle on that. Derek, I couldn't. Yeah, they're going to get. Oh, I said bear tackle, and it turned out to be bear wall. How do you like that?
Hey, how about that? You just never know.
Got to go play Badger pick five or something on the way home tonight. It'll be second and goal to go from the 5 for Stevens Point as they try to punch it in down to our left. 7-0 North, 8:45 to go until halftime. Each team's only had one possession in this game. This is Stevens Point's first. Chardonnay shotgun snap, rolls to the far side himself. He'll keep it himself, lowers his shoulder, makes one man miss right near the goal line, and just glides his way into the end zone. A touchdown for Stevens Point. This time, no flags. And Stevens Point is an extra point away from tying the score. An 80-yard drive, and Stevens Point made it look easy as North, sadly, a lot like last week against DC Everest, it's sort of like trying to stop an asteroid with a snowman. You're not going to get it done. Connor Skarsten, 5 for 5 on extra points on the year. We'll boot this one up, and it is good, so the game is tied at 7. 7-7 score, 8:33 left in the first half. North will try to answer and get the lead back when we return from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are, all beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
The York's Brand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 4-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
The York's Brand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
The York's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
The York's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Well, the North Huskies had a drive of 9 minutes to begin the game and scored. Stevens Point then answers with their own scoring drive of about 5 minutes. And the game is tied at 7 with 8:33 until halftime. Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano off to our left. And now we'll see if North can answer back.
Yep, this is North's chance to really show that first touchdown was not a fluke.
Connor Skarsten, who took over the kicking duties from the injured Mason Dillingham a couple weeks ago, kicks it away. It's a short end-over-end kick that's going to bounce at the 15-yard line. Gobbled up by Solberg for North there. Runs along the near hash marks, pass at 20, shakes off a tackler, gets through the 25, and then muscle down at the 28-yard line. That's where North will take over. First and 10 from their own 28-yard line.
Yeah, Solberg able to get to the near side and about the near side hash marks, a little past it, and was able to slip through one defender's hands and get 2 extra yards after that.
Well, now they're going to mark it at the 27-yard line. First and 10 for North as they're moving from left to right. McCracken with Levante Bean in the backfield to start off this drive. McCracken takes the bad snap. Good job catching it with his right hand. Got the ball to Bean, and Bean through the line gets a couple of yards. But a nice job done there on the errant snap by McCracken, who palmed it with his right hand. Like a soccer goalie stopping a PK.
Yeah, that was great play by McCracken. That's a play that doesn't get enough credit. If he misses that ball is going back an extra 10, 15 yards even, and it's just a complete throw the ball away. Instead of that, they get 2 extra yards out of it.
Now we saw last week some bad snaps. Second down and 8 for North, just shy of their own 30. Hand off again, Bean hit right at the line, tries to churn his way like a typhoon, and muscles his way past the 30 to the 31-yard line. It's like trying to watch videos with a bad internet connection. He was not going to be denied. But now it's third down and long at third and six. And Stevens Point, a chance to get a three and out.
And this could be huge. And if they get this here, and if they do what they did on their last drive and let Grant Chardonnay run through north, then this could turn into a Stevens Point game.
Four wideouts, three to the far side. McCracken rolls to the far side, looking. He's under duress, looking, throws off, bounce on the far sideline, catches Bay right along the sideline for a first down at the 42-yard line. What a job by Zach Shipman, who made the catch as he was heading out of bounds, got the tippy toes in, and it's a first down for North at their 42.
Zach Shipman, what an unbelievable play, catching the ball. They were able to drag his feet inbounds while lunging out for the ball, and that is just an amazing catch.
McCracken was being chased by Isaac Bergener, who was running after him like somebody running with their garbage cans trying to get the truck after they forgot to put them out overnight. But he got the throw off. First and 10 from their 42. McCracken will keep himself running. Oh, it's a direct snap to Zach Shipman. Coming wide to the near side, turns the edge at the hash marks, and gets to the 45 for a gain of three, ooh, maybe four. It'll be second down and six.
Tried to play the direct snap to the wide receiver play, and able to gain, it works out, get 3 yards out of the fact. Second down and seven coming up from their own 45, and they'll look to add on here.
The other thing too, North keeps taking a lot of time with the possession. You want to leave Stevens Point with not that much. Of course, you want to score as well. Second down and seven from their own 45. Hand off to Beam. Beam tried to scratch a hole off the center position, but nothing was there as that hole was quickly closed up. Owen Van Den Elzen was in on the tackle for Stevens Point. It'll be third down and six from their 46-yard line. Coming up on 5:15 until halftime. And now Stevens Point is going to use a timeout. So Stevens Point will call timeout, 5:16 until halftime. This game tied at 7. North faces a 3rd and 6 near midfield when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media at 93.5.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sport Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sport Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sport Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish pics and videos.
Both teams have two timeouts with 5:16 to go in the first half. All tied at 7, North and Stevens Point. North has a 3rd and 6 from their own 46 here in just a moment. This North team is one that is overall young. 23 total sophomores on their roster, but they have experience at the skill positions, and we've seen those guys stand out, especially Zach Shipman on a couple of big receptions, the touchdown reception and the third down reception just moments ago. 3rd and 6 from their own 46 for North. McCracken the shotgun, Bean with him. Takes a snap, rolls out of the far side, looking downfield, under duress, and now just throws the ball away. Tried to roll out again to his non-throwing side, his left, and nobody was open. It's 3rd down and 6, and North, you would think, is going to boot the ball away here, and that would be the smart play for Matt McGinnis, and that'll be the case. Now we'll see Aaron Solberg come on to punt. That right leg got a lot of work a week ago.
Yes, indeed, it was used about 6-ish times during that game against DC Everett last week, and he'll get some more action here right now.
Well, a chance still to flip field position on a good punt. Takes the high snap at his own 30, puts the right foot into it. It's a line drive kick that's going to be caught at the 20-yard line, by Johnny Anandeus. Makes a guy miss past the 30-yard line. There's a flag on the play between the hash marks of the 50. Inside the 50. Ball comes free. Ball's loose at the 45 of North. Who's got it? There's a flag down. There's going to be a flag on Stevens Point. In fact, there's three flags down. Anandeus fell on the ball himself at the North 45-yard line. So North misses the chance for the fumble, but this is going to end up coming back. Three flags on the play. So we'll see what the Whitecap eventually calls, but they are not going to have great field position. When all is said and done, will Stevens Point. They will not be starting on the plus side of the 50.
Block in the back on the receiving team. After a 10-yard mark off, first down.
So that penalty occurred at the 30-yard line, so they're going to end up starting back at their 20. First and 10 for Stevens Point at their 20-yard line, and now North defensively needs to find a way to get a stop. And you know what? Boy, that's a big missed opportunity a moment ago. Ball was on the turf. You would have loved to have gotten the fumble.
Yeah, that would have been a great chance there for North to be able to just swipe the ball away from Stevens Point after they thought they were about to act.
If you're going to pull off an upset, you need to take advantage. If somebody leaves the car keys on the table, if you want to steal this one, well, those are those opportunities that you got. Stevens Point with Grant Chardonnay in the shotgun. Matthews with him. Chardonnay takes a snap. Quick wide receiver screen pass to Miller on the far sideline. He's got room. Pass at 25 and stepped out of bounds right near the 29-yard line. A gain of 9. It'll be second and a yard. Stevens Point does get the ball to begin the second half as well. This is a Stevens Point team, by the way, that has outscored opponents in the first half nearly 150-30. Almost a 5-1 ratio in the first half. But this game is tied at 7 late in the first half. Matthews has the first down as he runs up the middle, stays on his feet past the 35. He's got room to run past the 40. Hits the near sideline to the 45 to the 50 and shoved out of bounds near the 45 of North. He came through that pile and somehow was still on his feet. Got it outside the hash marks, got to the near sideline, and dances his way inside the 50 to the 46. First and 10 for Stevens Point.
Yeah, it was just a great play by Matthews. Found a hole in the defensive line, and then got to the outside.
Again, Matthews bouncing in the backfield, puts his arm out, and pushes his way inside the 45. To the 42-yard line, a gain of 4, second down and 6.
And if you're North here coming in now with Stevens Point in plus territory, this is where you really need to lock down defensively if you want to keep this game close. Remember, it's Stevens Point ball to start the second half. They need a big, and North needs a big stop here.
Chardonnay claps his hands, hands it to Miller. Matthews safe through the line, stays on his feet to the 40-yard line, wrapped up and goes no further after a gain of 3. Michael Friesen, who we've not seen carry the ball. No, that wasn't. Yeah, that was Friesen on the tackle. Got some help from Devin Andrew. It'll be third down and 4. Third and 4 in what is most likely two-down territory for Ryan Eigenberger's team.
North has yet to make a stop on third down of Stevens Point, so this would be a great opportunity to get one.
Again, North allows a lot of yards on the ground all season. Third down and 4 from their own 40. Chardonnay looks back to his sideline, now looks back at the line of scrimmage. He's got Matthews with him. He'll get himself Chardonnay through the 40. He's got the first down to the 35-yard line. Gains 5 for the first down. Chardonnay again. Just keeps it himself. And he's as slippery as a thawed hot dog. So first and 10 for Stevens Point at the 36-yard line. 3 minutes to go until halftime. Time not really a factor. Both teams have 2 timeouts. Seven score. Chardonnay rolls to the far side, looking deep. Now throws along the numbers. Catch is made for a gain of about 8 on the play, but a flag thrown right near the line of scrimmage. Most likely in the position of a hold. Let's see what the call is from the white cap. It will be on Stevens Point. We know that much. And it will be a hold on Stevens Point. Joey Gwodowski, the 300-pound sophomore. He sits down in the car, and the car tilts at 300 pounds. That's a 10-yard penalty, and that puts Stevens Point at first and 20. Now, again, Stevens Point faced this on their last drive and had no problem. They got 11 yards on a second down play. So it's first and 20, back near midfield. Chardonnay with an empty backfield, five wideouts. Two to the short side, that's the near side. Three to the far side. Chardonnay, wide receiver screen pass to the far side. Catch is made by Inadeus. He's inside the 40-yard line and wrapped up from behind on a tackle. Ends up getting of that 10-yard penalty, seven of the yards back. No, they give him an extra yard there. Make it eight of those yards back. Second down and 12. 2 minutes to go until halftime. The ball at the 37-yard line. Chardonnay sends a man in motion. Three wideouts all to the near side. He'll hand it to Matthews on a counter play. Matthews races through the middle, inside the 30, down to the 27, near the first down marker. So on two big plays, Derek, they've almost got it all. It's third down and a long two. 1:35 until halftime. Ball at the 28-yard line of North. Stevens Point trying to get a twofer. Score late in the half, and they get the ball to begin the second half.
Yeah, that would be terrible for North if they want to keep this game tight.
Third down and two, Chardonnay keeps it himself. He's got the first down inside the 25 and pulled down at the 24-yard line. The thing for it is they're not stopping these guys short of them getting at least 3 or 4 yards. But when you had the first and 20, you can't give up 8 yards on that very first play. Defense has been horrible for North these last 2 weeks. First and 10. At the 24-yard line, final minute until the half. Chardonnay steps back to throw, throws deep, far sideline, incomplete. He was looking along the far side inside the 15-yard line for Charlie Bellson, but he chucked it near that porta potty that's beyond the sideline. Second and 10.
Yep, overshot his receiver. Bellson was about the 15-yard line on that play, and if he caught it, had maybe two defenders to beat.
Second down and 10 with 58 seconds until halftime. Ball is placed at the North 24. Shot it on the shotgun. He's got Matthews with him. Two outs to the near side. Shotgun snap. Chardonnay looking near side. Now floats in on a wide receiver on a screen pass to Matthews. Matthews on the hash marks. Inside the 15 to the 10. 5 touchdown. A little screen pass over the middle to Matthews. And Matthews races on in. A 24-yard touchdown for Stevens Point, and they lead 13-7 with 51 seconds to go.
That's a tough one for Memorial. That's really bad, especially late in the first half when you know Stevens Point gets the football back to start the second half.
Just the defense has been non-existent for North these last six quarters. Skarsten on for the extra point. The extra point is up, and it is good. And with 51 seconds to play until halftime, it's 14-7 Stevens Point. Well, North will get 51 seconds to work with until halftime when we come back on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans. Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Elif North's going to win this game. They're going to have to put up a lot of points. Just get that feeling here. They've got 51 seconds to go until half. They're down 14-7. They do have two timeouts to work with. I think the way that Matt McGinnis plays it, though, will be dependent on what type of return they get here. Because if you don't get, say, past the 20-25, you might just run the clock out. You don't want to risk anything. But we shall see. As Skarsten will send the ball down to our left. Line drive kick that is going to be taken inside the 5-yard line by Schoff. Along the numbers of the 20-yard line and brought down just past the 20-yard line. Well, let's see what Matt McGinnis does with 45 seconds and two timeouts.
Yeah, it's still a long way to go to the end zone. A little under 80 yards in 45 seconds is not an easy task. We'll see if Matt McGinnis will try to pull it off.
Do they get Friesen back out there? We have not seen Friesen on offense since the first half of that lengthy game-opening drive. And there he is now. He's been playing two-way football, but he's out there now in the backfield. With McCracken, do they ever try to roll him out to his right once in a while? Not to his left, his non-throwing side. Let's see if they do that, too. High snap. Ball off the hands. Loose ball inside the 10. Ball's knocked around. Who's got it? North does. Inside the 5, but another horrible snap. We saw it last week. We nearly had disaster earlier in this game. And there you had one. And North will be pinned inside their 5. As whistle will stop play, there's an injured Stevens point player down at around his 20-yard line. But now North is going to have 36 seconds left. The ball inside their 4-yard line, and they're just going to try to get this game to half, Derek. But at this juncture of the year, it's inexplicable to have those shotgun snaps be as errant as they are.
Yeah, there's really no excuse for that errant snap. If you should, at this juncture, be able to consistently get good snaps back to your quarterback.
Even at the high school varsity level, it should be a rather simple exchange. And actually, it was a North Husky who was down. And that is Ethan Knutson. Knutson, a senior, will walk off to the near side. So North down 14-7 with 36 seconds left. Now Stevens Point inexplicably is using a timeout. Why are they using a timeout? Oh, because the clock would have started again. Yeah, the clock would have started again. So Stevens Point uses a timeout with 36 seconds, which makes sense because the ball's at the 4, and North has shown that, well, things can get a little sloppy. Coming up at halftime, a conversation with Memorial head coach Tom Westcott. Meanwhile, here the North High School band is congregating in the far left corner near the tennis courts. Tennis courts, by the way, have the lights on. There were a few people knocking the ball around on the tennis court throughout this first half. Saw some people having some fun on a Friday night. Of course, Derek, you've got fall baseball tomorrow, the playoffs tomorrow.
Indeed, there is. Big playoff day coming up tomorrow. Hoping we can snatch a few wins.
You win, you keep going. You lose, and it's officially hockey season for you.
Yep.
All right, the Stevens Point timeout comes to an end. It'll be second down and Uber ride to go. Second down and 28 from their own 4. North just wants to get some positive yardage here, get some room from the goal line, and try to land this thing into halftime, down 14-7. McCracken the shotgun, freezing with him. Shotgun snap, McCracken keeps it himself off the far side, turns the edge, past the 5, out to the 10-yard line, and pulled down right near the 15. Did he go out of bounds? If he did, that's a that was actually Zach Shipman on a direct snap, and I think Shipman ran out of bounds. 28 seconds. It'll be third down and a steamboat ride to go. So that's And now another timeout taken by Stevens Point. So the way – now that's interesting from Stevens Point, because Shipman ran out of bounds, which he needed to find a way to stay inbounds so that clock would have run. But he ran out of bounds, and the official said the clock stopped. But now Stevens Point uses the timeout, their last timeout, on a dead ball situation on third down. So if I'm North, I just take a knee here on third down. Just take a knee and go into halftime. So I don't know what Ryan Eigenberger was thinking, because the clock was stopped unless the official had made an inadvertent signal. Well, North, you would think, would just kneel on the ball here, but yep, and McCracken will go under center, take the snap and take a knee. That's inexplicable clock management from Ryan Eigenberger. The last 20 seconds will tick away, and Stevens Point on the far side looks kind of stunned there. Did they think they had another timeout? I'm not quite sure. But they're out of timeouts. The final few seconds will tick away, and this game will go into half with Stevens Point leading 14-7. And Derek, North got that huge drive to begin the game. They go nearly nine minutes, take a 7-0 lead in the ball game. However, the issue, like it was last week, any bit of offensive optimism is snuffed out by the inability of the defense to do much of anything positive.
Yeah, that's the rough thing about for the offense. They've been doing pretty well. They got themselves on the scoreboard early like they wanted to do, and then it just got completely wiped away by some defensive mistakes.
And that's the problem. Just defensively, they're not playing good football, and they've had their chances. They've had Stevens Point backed up to first and 20 twice in this game. A lot of penalties on Stevens Point have hurt their drives, all of that. And North just is not making any plays on defense. Not one big play for North on defense, and that's why they're down 14-7. And Stevens Point will have the ball to begin the second half. That's going to be a huge drive. Stevens Point will have a chance to make it a two-score game and perhaps put the game out of reach at that point. Well, again, we're at halftime. It's 14-7 in favor of Stevens Point. When we come back, a conversation with Eau Claire Memorial head coach Tom Westcott. They're in action tonight against Wisconsin Rapids. We'll have that interview. We'll also take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard and recap this first half. You're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Football from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire High School football continues next with a halftime show featuring an interview and a replay of the top highlights from the first half.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Oh, I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com.